Welcome to Showtime, Pointed Times in God's Eternal Kingdom. Today we have with us Pastor John, Pastor Henry, Steve Cargill, Hank Gimbleton, Steve Allen, and me, Abe Enix. So, Pastor John, will you get us started?
Yeah. First I want to say that I'm really looking forward to next week when we all finally get to see each other's smiling faces, and it's been a long draw, and so I hope that you all make it here. We're looking forward to just a wonderful time together and listening to God's word, some wonderful worship music. It is time, isn't it, church? It is
Amen.
Time.
Amen.
And so one of the things that comes to mind right now is that we're beginning that next weekend is Memorial Day, and or this weekend is Memorial Day. So we're kind of like starting off at a time where not only is it to remember those people that have gone before us that were military or whatever it is, but as I was thinking about this time, what I was looking at is all the people that we've lost during this time, and it came to my mind of the elderly people that went and that weren't able to have a loved one by their side, and some of the people that have gone, some families that have lost dear ones. And I just want to reach out to you, and I ask that in prayer you would all pray for those, because there's some hearts that need to be healed. There's some places that God needs to touch. And so to all of you that have lost a loved one, may the Lord be with you. May His peace be upon you. And know that that you'll see them someday. My level of compassion has really been touched lately when I see the things that are going on around us. There's people that have lost jobs. There are people that have not gone through good times. And so may the Lord bless you. And I just want to tell you, I am so thankful when I see the things that God has done in my life through this time. This has been a good time. And so wherever you are, whatever God has done through this time, I know that He's been with you and He will continue to be with you. And that's pretty much all that God's been showing me. Just have compassion for those that may not have done as well during this time and pray for them. That's all I have to say for today.
Amen. And this is something that's kind of been on my heart, especially, just since like yesterday, I would say. There's been some people I've been talking to and talking about like how churches are dealing with kind of like these times. And, this is kind of unprecedented for, our times. There's hardly anybody that's alive from 1918. Right. last time that there was a pandemic, but I can only imagine that if there's a couple people that just a few people that I'm talking to, and they're kind of upset about the way things have been handled. I can only imagine the pastors here, Pastor John, Pastor Pat, Pastor Henry. That you've really been going through a lot, and it's kind of our job as being under your leadership to try to make it easy for you. And I understand that we might have differences of opinion on certain things, but as long as we're all preaching the true gospel, these other things are kind of secondary. And I would just say that I thank you all for following God's leading, His guiding, because, I know that, a government isn't going to pressure you into something you think is counter to what, God's telling you to do. And I just say that, I respect you and I love you and appreciate everything you've done for our church. And just thank you.
Well, thank you, Abe.
Appreciate that. Ditto.
Yep. Ditto on my part, too. And, you know, God's really shaking things up in the country, around the world,
yeah,
and within the church body, too. And what Pastor said Sunday about just being one-on-one with God and really depending on hearing from God, that's what brought this. I mean, I've enjoyed this time because that's increased in me.
That's right.
And we need to be apart from the church and be with God. We can't depend on preachers and you know, theologians and book writers. We need to really hear from God and develop that relationship with God. And that's what really, I think, has happened to many people. And many people went sideways or backwards too. And it's our job to love them back and to just show them how much God loves them and just bless them too. And then God did show me this morning, I was reading Mark 8, 16 through, 21. And I'll read this real quick. And so Mark 8, 16. And they reasoned among themselves, saying, is it a matter of... Okay, and they reasoned among themselves, saying, is it cause we have no bread? And when Jesus knew it, he saith unto them, why reason ye because ye have no bread? Perceive ye not yet, neither understand? Have ye your heart been hardened? Having eyes, see ye not? Having ears, hear ye not? And do ye not remember? When I break the 5 loaves among the 5,000, how many baskets full of fragments took ye up? And they say unto him, 12. And when the seven among 4,000, how many ye baskets full of fragments took ye up? And they said, 7. And he said unto them, how is it that ye do not understand? And I think that's where a lot of us are. You know, why don't we understand the things of God and his provision for us? And I think this time is maybe a time that we will need later on when things get harder, if that happens, that we really need to reach out and trust God, and that he is our provider. And I just think the church, the majority of the members are still in the old ways. And I think what the pastor said today, we're going to go forward, not going back to the normal, but going forward. And we really need to trust the Lord and trust the leadership and to support our pastors. I agree with Abe. We have really good pastors here that love us, and we need to go forward with that and support them and hear from God and go forward with the abilities and the ministry he's given to us to do. We need to step out of the boat and take that first step.
Amen.
So,
you know, I believe we're so blessed here that the leadership of our church listens to the Lord. The Lord guides this church, and we're blessed in that. Now, time and time again in the Word of God, we read, fear not. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. And I am absolutely not afraid for myself or my family in anything, because God's in charge. Whether I understand his plan or not doesn't mean he doesn't have one. I know he does.
Yes, amen.
And I have faith that he's going to bring us through. But I do have some fear. I fear for the body of Christ. I've watched what's happened over the past couple months, and I've watched people who refuse to read the Bible, who refuse to hear the Spirit, follow individuals. And I've seen the herds go one direction and the herds go the other direction. And I think about what that brings to my mind is, how easy is it going to be for the enemy to use fear to get those to take the mark of the beast? You know, it's in the Word. It's there. It's going to happen. And yet we're seeing that happen in our society right now. People just flow one way, or then they flow the other way, depending upon what they're hearing and who's stoking the fear. and we are not. He does not give us a spirit of fear. We need, the body needs to be stepping out and sharing the gospel, sharing the truth. Yes.
Yeah, I think that's kind of like what part of this time is, because like, you know, I see it as temporary. You know, however long that may be, that I think it's more of a time for, you know, things to be revealed to us, time for us to actually understand what it truly means to serve God. Because I think so many people, they think everything that pertains to church happens in a building. And not so much happens out, you know, once we leave this place, that, you know, you only serve the people here or you get served here, but not so much about taking it, you know, it's almost cliche now, you know, taking it outside the doors. And, you know, the way that this time came and happened, I think it kind of forced people to see that, you know, at least people who, you know, were willing to listen to God and his leading.
You know, Steve said something just a minute ago about time for, you know, how, I don't know how you said it, for the people to step away from the body. And it's funny. It's not so much because we need one another. We really do. We're vitally connected to one another. And you just as a organ in your body is connected. Yeah. You know, vitally to do what it's supposed to do. We are that way. But see, if you don't know what your function is, you cannot serve the body like you're supposed to. Yeah. And that's why the calling, that's why separating to find God and hear what God is saying to you personally, so that you can be that vital function that's needed in the body that's on the earth today. We are the body of Christ. And see, without doing that, we what the Lord has showed me is that we are actually hindering his kingdom from being revealed in the earth, because people are trusting more in people than they are in him.
Yeah.
And it's so, so different kind of a thinking in our process that we need to separate ourselves, find out what God is saying, let him build us and strengthen us in the things that he's placed within us. And then your connection to the body is so much more vitally received and pulled, and you strengthen others by being that what God has called you to be. And that's really, you know, Jesus himself would separate himself from his disciples and go and be alone with his Father, and then he would come back. And so that is what he's desiring for us to do. It's crazy.
Yeah.
And you know, separating from the church, because it feels wrong. But it's not. It is a thing that God is saying, you need to know me personally, be independently dependent upon me, and then you watch how I'll use you in the body of Christ. And it's cool.
Yeah, and I think it's something that's like changing a lot of people's ideas, because, you know, there's times where people are kind of thinking, it's like, well, you know, I want my friend to be saved. And it's like, well, come to church, you know. And it's like, oh, the pastor, he'll tell them stuff. He'll instruct them. He'll tell them what they should be thinking in order to be saved, you know, what they need to do. But, you know, when you don't have a service, it's not like they're going to be like, well, listen to this podcast. And it's like, no, I guess I got to be the one to step up and do this. And it's like, well, that's what we're supposed to be all the time. And I think that this time is kind of helping people realize, you know, there's, you know, I have a role to fill and I need to do that.
Praise God.
You know, I really believe that, you know, this time can be a great time of power because of, you know, positioning yourself and understanding, knowing who he is, you know, so
yes,
are we.
Yes, come on.
You know, I like to read in the, in Luke here, it was talking about Jesus was coming down to Nazareth. He goes in the synagogue, they hand him, it's his turn to read, they hand him the book of Isaiah. I mean, how convenient, right?
Nice.
And, you know, he reads and he says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, and he hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, and to preach deliverance to the captives, and the recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty all those who are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. And you know, when he's talking and saying this is, you know, this is me, he's talking about him.
Yes.
Well, he's also was talking about us, right?
That's
because
exactly.
As he is, so are we in this world. And You know, it's just, it's an awesome time if we can really understand who he is.
Absolutely.
Then we can understand who we are.
Yeah,
in
right.
him.
That's right.
And
there's
great power and authority. And it says that, verily, verily, I say unto you that he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. You know, and so these promises, you know, God says he's not a liar, and he cannot lie. Because, I mean, if he said the sky is pink, it would be pink.
Yeah,
I mean, it wouldn't have a choice. It would just be. So if we can really hang on to that and understand, get it inside of us, you know, who's here, who we are.
You know, I think God has been calling us to that place of alone with him. Always.
Yeah.
Always. And we came into this time where now we were kind of, if you want to say, forced into a place like that. It's like God hit that pause button.
Amen.
And he's saying, I've been requiring this from you forever. And now, you know, it's like we're being forced to do something that we should have been doing all along.
And it's like he removed the excuse.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's it. Perfect. You know, it's like we know we should have. We know, but we're so
busy.
Life is just rolling. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, it's like we are having to do this thing.
Yeah.
And so it's one of them times where it's like getting that sample of the way life should be. Mm-hmm. And so I mentioned this before, is that we're gonna see more of this. Mm-hmm. This is the good old days, if you really want to look at it. We make it seem like, oh, you know, how terrible. But really, compared to what I think will happen in future times,
yeah,
this will be. We'll look back at this. That was nothing, you know. Mm-hmm. And so I mentioned once before. How did we do? How did he do with us during this time? Did we really hear? Did we really do those things that he was calling us to? And so it's kind of like, let it be a training ground per se.
Yeah,
this was a training time, and it's like, take in everything that he gave us an opportunity, because there will be other opportunities that we're going to have to show who we are. And
yeah.
So, yeah, it's these are the good old days, guys.
Yeah.
You know what Steve said earlier? I'm going to put a plug in for Sunday school. That's what we've been doing for the last couple of years.
Oh, no plugs. No, God.
Is learning who we are in God and who God is. And until it's revelation knowledge, it's like the church has been, as a whole, has been operating basically on reading stories and agreeing with them, but it's not part of them. It's history. It's just them. And the church has trained up so many people to just hear the pastor and not hear God and not be active. And Peter asked God if he could, asked Jesus if he could come out of the boat and walk on water like Jesus was.
Yeah.
And Jesus said, come. So Peter had to go and ask God to hear from him. So he heard from God. And then he was obedient and he walked out on the water. And then he saw all the storms. And that's what the storm, we've had so many storms these for a long time, but especially the last couple months. And the fear is so rampant among people who don't know their God. I think if you really know God, you're secure in him, and you know he provides for you and he loves you. And it's our ministry it's our responsibility to go out to the world and to show them who God is, and not browbeat them, but to love them into the kingdom.
Yeah, so. Exactly. That's a pretty good plug. we do the similar kind of thing at youth group, so plug for youth group.
Yeah, you know, I believe that, you know, what we hear, you have to be careful what you listen to.
Yes.
Because there's that voice and it's preaching fear. And if you just listen to that, then that's really who your God is. If you listen to his word, then you're going to walk in life, and we're going to walk in strength and power. You're going to have that confidence. You know, like Steve was saying, I mean, it's just like in here, you know who you are. And, you know, that's an awesome time. Amen. When you know.
I was looking at that commercial. I don't know if you guys probably saw it. It says, be safe, stay home, stay connected, right? And I was looking at that, and I thought, yeah, you know, I love thinking of that towards the kingdom, because being safe, man, you know, we know when you are in the presence of God, and when you know you're safe, you know that there's nothing that can by any means hurt you. You know that. And it's just stay home. I like that. See, we're not from here, are we? We are of the kingdom of God. Our home is in heaven. Our home is New Jerusalem. Our home is where he's at. And I like staying home. I like going into the, I like getting into the presence of God and staying home. And then the last one is connected. Oh, I love the connection between my Father, because then he gives you instruction. He tells you, this is what I want you to do. You'll hear something from that staying home and being in his presence. You'll hear something, and then you're connected. And all you have to do is just is obey what he tells you, period. Nothing else. No matter what people around you might be saying to you, you just obey what he tells you to do. And you watch how much the peace of God that passes all understanding will begin to overtake your heart, because you're not doing what everyone else is doing. You're doing what he said to do. And that's crazy.
Well, I'll never see that commercial the way I used to see it anymore. Come on.
That's right. Now,
that's a sermon right there.
A different twist to it.
That's good. That's good.
Yeah, you know, kind of, I guess, back on what Steve was saying, you know, you got to be careful who you listen to. I mean, it is a big deal. It's very important we make sure we pay attention to what we're taking in. You know, is it truth, or is it, you know, is it lies? And, you know, I mean, the same thing even goes for teachers, because, I mean, there are false teachers out there. And, you know, during this time, I've seen some churches stay open. And, you know, I'll say I believe, you know, that they're here for God, because they have different situations, different circumstances. But, you know, I've also seen others where, you know, there's a fine line between having confidence, because we have confidence in God, we have confidence in Jesus, but there's a fine line between confidence and arrogance. And I think, you know, I've seen a lot of that, you know, like this arrogance, this like disrespect. It's a, you know, this form of pride, where it's being put before God and what he truly wants, just to say, well, you know, this is what I have, and, you know, this is my right, because, you know, the word of God says this. And it's being, I think, mishandled. And, you know, like I said, it's very important, like Steve said, that, you know, we're careful as to what we're taking in. It's like we got to weigh that against scripture. You know, what anybody says, like Pastor Henry always says, you know, don't just take my word for it. You know, read the scriptures for yourself, study it. And, you know, I think it's crucial that we pay attention to who we're listening to. And, you know, we understand where that, I guess, advice, knowledge, wisdom is coming from.
Yeah.
And it's always got to line up.
That's so right. Our God is a jealous God.
Yes.
He says that. He's a jealous God. The things that we allow in our lives to become more important than he is become our idols.
Yeah,
that's exactly.
And we begin to worship those idols. Mm. And God's a jealous God.
Amen.
Yeah. Shall have no idols before me.
He's number one.
Amen.
And he'll tell you that. I'm number one. Hey, you better believe it.
We need to keep the main thing the main thing.
Amen. Yeah. I don't think he has any problem you enjoying gardening or your home. I don't think he has any problems with those. Yeah. As long as he is number one.
Yeah.
As long as he, you know, you do what he is saying. And that's you know, we sometimes might get a little confused on it, but I think this, the more you spend time with God in the house of the Lord and with the people of God, and the more you spend time with allowing the Holy Spirit to speak to you, you begin to gain this strengthening within you that says, hey, God is with me, and it's okay. I think it was okay with God to set up Solomon, you know, in the temple he built. I mean, God was okay with it because God said, I'm going to bless you because you didn't ask for yourself. You asked for others. I'm going to bless you in this thing. So I know that God, if you put him number one, if he's first in your life, seek first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, you will be a man or woman of God that's blessed because you place him first.
Yeah.
If you ask him who's number one, he'll say, I am.
I am.
I am says I am.
I am.
You know, the pastor brought up that God's a jealous God, and he is. He wants all of us, and we're holding back so much sometimes.
Yeah.
And what Abe said is true too. We have to be careful who we listen to. But if we just follow the Jesus' commandment to us that we're to love our Father with all our being, and to love, the second commandment is to love others, that balance will be there. And yes, we can walk not in fear and in confidence that we won't get sick or we won't succumb to whatever the fear is out there.
Yeah.
But we'd also be loving to others and be respectful to them as well.
Amen.
But not caving into our the word of God, but to just love them into the kingdom.
Yes, yes.
Amen.
Yeah, it's so important right now. And I think for me, that's really changed my heart. I mean, I thought I was compassionate before, but I think after this, I mean, it just, yeah, it increased it more. Just like, it just gave me a way to see, like, I guess, because of the pandemic, it was like just a greater focus on, yeah, how to view the world through somebody else's eyes, I guess.
Yes.
You know, how they might see it.
Yes.
Yeah. Without having God or without having the proper knowledge of who God is. So
that's why I mentioned earlier, you know, that I'm so thankful for where I find myself. But then, as you're saying, Abe, when I look at all the different people that have been lost through this time, the jobs, the deaths, whatever. I mean, I'm a crybaby anyway, but now it seems like I cry more when I see that kind of stuff. You know, it's somebody lost during this time. You know, even though for most of us sitting here today, you know, we're okay, we're good. You know, it's been a good time. We're all agreeing that there's been a time to enjoy the presence of the Lord, to see his work in us. And yet there's other people out there, whether they were believers or not, that have gone through a harsher time during this time. You know, the finances, and that's something to think about, that, you know, we can be going through life and everything is so great and fun. And just as quickly as that, you can lose your home, you can lose a loved one, you know, you could be out on the street. And, you know, it's that quick. As much as God might have given you, you could lose it. And to know that you won't, because he will take care of you. You know, so it's one of these things to just be thankful for what you have and where you are, knowing where your provision has come from and that he will take care of you. But yeah, when you look at the world around you and you see those people that are at the brink of being homeless, you know, mm-hmm, your heart does break. My heart, yeah, breaks for a lot of these people right now. And like I say, it's been one of these deals sometimes that watches them, here comes them tears again, you know, like, Lord. You know about that, huh, Steve?
A little bit. You know, Pastor John's right. But there's hope.
Yes.
Yeah.
And all through the Old Testament, Israel would serve the Lord, and then for generations they'd backslide, and then a king would come in and tear down the idols, and the people would return to God, and they would be blessed. Like almost overnight, they'd be, yeah, blessed. So if people did lose things, lost their jobs, lost their homes, you know, return back to God and he will bless you.
Amen.
Yeah, he will.
Amen. I mean,
he's waiting.
If he's done that for me, he's not a respecter of persons. So I know he'll do it for you. And we have that hope. And so for all those people that have lost, I mean, that is important. I mean, the compassion is there. But to know that he's in control, and even though it may not look good at the moment, in him all things are possible. And
amen.
And they will have a victory.
Amen.
And you know, I just want to say that you know this pandemic has given us a chance to focus a little bit on that, to be compassionate, and we really need to know that sin is a pandemic. It really is. I mean, ignorance of God is a pandemic. It really is. That's why we're here on the earth. We need to be speaking the things that Holy Spirit has given us to speak, because and being compassionate about it, not going about being, like you said, arrogant, because we are. We got to remember where we came from. He took me from the dunghill, if you will, from the manure pile, and set me upon a rock. Amen. His name is Jesus. And sin is a pandemic. Yeah. Ignorance is a pandemic. And we're here to minister to that.
Amen.
So that
Amen.
Anyone can be saved.
Amen. Well, good point. Good point.
Amen.
Yeah. You know, that song, Fear, He is a Liar. Satan uses fear to get us divided and to separate us from God. And fear, the acronym of fear is false expectations appearing real. And the real world is the spiritual world. It's God. It's the Holy Spirit living in us. And that's reality. And once we line up with that, with the Word of God, we don't have to have that fear of unknowns, and Satan's a liar. I mean, when we find out who he really, the Revelation says, when we find out who Satan was, we're going to laugh and say, he had us under control, and he's a liar.
Amen.
Amen. You all get a chance to walk up and kick him. I'll kick him now.
I think of Satan as in Wizard of Oz, the big bad wizard who was all strong and scary. And when they find out who he was, he's just a little short man. And that's who Satan is. He's short on everything.
A little short. I'm glad you didn't say bald.
Short and bald, huh?
Although I would say that some short people are pretty strong, okay?
Yeah, yeah. They can jump.
And I think, you know, another important thing you said on Sunday was talking about, you know, the Holy Spirit, you know, is alive. It is active. And, you know, there's certain people I've heard where, you know, they just think that some of the things that the Holy Spirit, you know, has done in the Bible is no longer active. There's no spiritual gifts. There's no, you know, a lot of stuff, and it just kind of boggles my mind. It's like, you know what? We have this God. We have the Holy Spirit. He is spirit, right? And it's like, how can we no longer have spiritual things? If it's a spiritual, you know, the Holy Spirit, I mean, it's in the name. But, you know, I think it's important because, you know, it's everything to us. You know, as you're telling us on Sunday, he's our counselor. You know, he will teach us, instruct us, guide us, empower us, and you know, I think so many times we're relying on ourselves. We should be relying on the Holy Spirit, because that's how we will succeed.
A lot of people are taught, are taught just what you described, that the gifts of the Spirit were for the apostles.
Yeah,
and yet think about this for a minute. God took on human flesh and walked on the earth as Jesus Christ to give us an example.
Yeah.
That was his role, to give us an example of how to live our lives, how to be, and he was being an example, a testimony of the Lord.
Amen.
We need to be the testimony of the Holy Spirit.
Right. Amen.
And tell everybody about the things he's done in our lives.
Come on. Show that he truly does have that power in our lives, you know? So, Okay, like you said, Jesus is it, as Hank was saying, Jesus, you know, showed us how we're supposed to live in our lives. And then Pastor Henry talking about we have to have that alone time with God. So, I mean, if we need an example now, I mean, to follow, it's, you know, we should be following Jesus' example. It's like, how did he deal with the sick? How do you deal with, you know, certain situations like that? And, yeah, I think it's important that we really look at how he dealt with people.
And we should be living testimonies of what the Holy Spirit is doing in us right now.
Amen. Yeah. Compassion, love, and that power.
Good. Good way to end it, huh?
I guess so. So, I guess, does anybody else have anything to say?
Just one more thing. Pastor keeps saying, choose life. We have a right to choose life or choose death. Mm-hmm. And it's in our words and our actions how we choose. So, choose life.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's let the new guy pray.
Let the new guy pray. Oh, Father, Lord, we're just so grateful for all the gifts you give us, Father. We thank you, Lord, for the gift of your Son. We thank you, Lord, for the promise of eternity that we have through him. Father, we just ask that you strengthen us, each and every one, as we go forward. Let us be, Lord, the shining light on the hill. Let people see us, Lord, and long for what we have in you. We thank you for all of this. In Jesus' precious name, amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
See you all May 31st.
May 31st.
Be here or be square.
Bring your tennis shoes.
Bring your jumping shoes. Get 2 feet off the ground.
Yeah. Thank you.